Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Flip-Flops and Microwave Fish by Peter Yowitz. It's a memoir about trading a corporate career for a Caribbean island. But honestly, the reality is way messier than a dream. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Sophie, what caught your attention first?
Hi there, Sam. The title caught me first. Flip-Flops are the dream. Microwaved fish is the reality. Peter sells his house, quits his job, and moves to this tiny island. Then he spends his days wrestling with a broken fridge and figuring out how to keep fish from spoiling in the tropical heat. That's the whole book in a nutshell.
Right. It's that collision of expectation and reality. He starts deep in the corporate world with a nice house, the nice car, and the job that consumes every waking hour.
That pressure to optimize everything, to climb the next rung, it's suffocating. He describes that endless to-do list and the traffic jams, and I felt my own shoulders tense up. It made me take a deep breath.
No kidding. So he and his wife decide to break out. They sell everything and move to an island they'd only seen on vacation. The leap itself is inspiring.
But then the fantasy meets the ground. Their first task is buying a house, which turns into a multi-generational drama with family feuds and questionable land titles. They also meet a cast of local characters who operate on a whole different concept of time.
Oh boy. And that's where island time hits him. A repair that would take a day in the States might take a month, or it might never happen. For a guy who lives by schedules and goals, that's pure agony.
Island time is a philosophy, not a joke. He has to unlearn his corporate efficiency and surrender to a slower rhythm.
That unlearning leads to something important. When you can't call a plumber or order a part, you have to rely on your own hands and your neighbors.
And that reliance, which starts as a burden, becomes the greatest gift. He starts to see that community is built through shared struggle. When the power goes out or the water stops, everyone pitches in, and that's how bonds form.
There's a beautiful chapter about liming, the Caribbean art of doing nothing in particular with good company. It's not laziness, it's a deliberate practice of presence.
A sudden rainstorm cancels all plans, and everyone ends up on the porch talking. That's when he understands what connection really means.
I can picture that. But he's also brutally honest about the dark side. He writes about loneliness, isolation, and moments of doubt. There are times he misses the convenience and the intellectual challenge of his old job. He even admits that his own anxieties follow him around like a shadow.
You can't escape your own personality, right? The same anxieties that haunted him in the boardroom show up on the beach in new costumes.
And financial pressure is always there. The dream of a stress-free life can morph into a different kind of prison. He doesn't hide that.
Neither does he romanticize the locals. He's aware of his privilege and the cultural tensions. He shows the resilience and humor of people living with less, without ignoring the lack of opportunity.
So they open a restaurant, and I thought, here's the ultimate test. They deal with unreliable suppliers, employees who may or may not show up, and customers with a very different sense of time. It's chaos.
But that restaurant becomes a gathering point. Locals and expats mix, stories are exchanged, and Peter starts to feel like he belongs. He's no longer a tourist. He's part of a community that depends on him.
I love that. That's where success gets redefined. Instead of income and status, it's a dinner service where everyone leaves happy, or a friendship forged through hardship.
Exactly. It's fixing a broken water pump with a piece of string and a prayer. The real treasure of a simpler life isn't the absence of problems, it's the presence of meaning.
He goes from being a faceless employee to being a cook, a friend, a neighbor, someone the community depends on. That's a huge shift.
And the book doesn't hand us a fairy tale ending. It's not about solving all your problems. It's about acceptance, choosing a life with problems you can live with.
That line really hit me. The goal isn't a place without problems. It's a place with problems you're willing to accept.
Yes, the microwaved fish becomes a symbol of adaptation. You make do, you share the meal, you find grace in the mess.
I've been trying to bring that spirit into my mornings. Just coffee, no phone, a few minutes of quiet. It's tougher than it sounds, but I'm starting to notice a difference in how I move through the day.
That's the real power of the book. It gives you permission to slow down, even without leaving your hometown.
All right, so my one takeaway is simple. The secret to a good life isn't getting everything you want. It's wanting what you already have, even if that means accepting the smell of microwaved fish every now and then.
And if you're hungry for more books that shift your perspective, the entire library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles. Read or listen in any language, plus infographics on many. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. That's it for today. We'll see you in the next one.